It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Watching it since, and he's saying, "Oh no, I made a mistake."
Well, I know Santa wouldn't want you to be upset. That's for sure. Santa only wants to bring. We'll sort it out tomorrow, and we'll get your fun Kirby back. Okay.
Take off.
Well, Hasbro, I hope you're happy. Those brief excerpts of my daughter, absolutely, absolutely distraught and traumatised. Absolutely distraught. Why is she distraught, and why am I even publishing this? Well, I'm publishing this because I know I've gone online and I found this out. My daughter is not the only child who has been left in shock and scared and confused and distraught about what's happened. We bought her a Furby for Christmas, and I wish I'd researched it a bit more now, because they have a built-in setting. They're, if you don't know what a Furby is, it's a kind of a 20 centimeter tall little furry creature. You put batteries in, and you can use an app to feed it and look after it, which my daughter's been doing religiously, and she's fallen so in love with her little Furby. She really likes her Furby. Well, likes, she loves it. She sees it as a living creature, and for the last 24 hours longer, it's been her companion, and she's had so much joy from it. But the makers, Hasbro, have built in that the Furbies change personality. And one of the commonest changes is that they go from nice Furby to what is known as an evil Furby. And it happens quite dramatically, quite quickly, and in quite a scary way. And for no apparent reason other than it may have been treated a little bit harshly. But of course these are in the hands of children who cuddle them and squeeze them and dance with them and are energetic with them. And of course, you know, these are children, this is what happens. But our daughter has also cuddled hers and fed hers and had fun with hers. And unfortunately, the switch happened. It's just the wind howling, it's just blown our door open. And the switch has happened. And we now have this distraught little girl who can't get her Furby back, and I've gone online to find out what you do. And it's not an easy process to get your Furby from evil back to the Furby it once was, the Furby that our little daughter has been playing with for the last little while, for the last day or so. So I am apoplectically angry as a parent. I now have a daughter who is just inconsolable, absolutely inconsolable. And I'm actually staggered that a toy designer could actually design a toy purposely that does this and makes children unhappy. And if you go online and if you Google evil Furby, then you'll see there's plenty of stories. So I'm confused myself as to why a toy manufacturer like Hasbro would do this, but there we are. So this will be the abiding memory of Christmas 2013, quite apart from the very wild storms that we're experiencing here in Ireland, but the overriding memory of Christmas 2013 is just our daughter absolutely gone with distress and sadness that this creature that she had absolutely become so attached to, this toy, this mechanical toy that she became so attached to in the past 24 hours, has become evil, and she doesn't understand why, and she's blaming herself, and she's sort of crying out, you know, that she'll be better, and all these things, and you're trying to explain to a little girl that it's not her fault. That it's nothing that she did. She didn't purposely make the toy change personality to evil Furby. Anyway, very, very disappointing. And like I say, I think we may have unwittingly strayed into something that is common knowledge here about these toys, but it's the kind of toy that only a sick mind, I think, could imagine. And if we'd researched it more, there's no way we would have bought her one, and there's no way we would have gone along with the, I suppose, the fad, because all her classmates wanted one, and that'll be interesting to find out when she goes back to school how many of her classmates actually got one, and whether they experienced the same problem. But meanwhile, Hasbro, shame on you, because you have utterly, utterly destroyed the Christmas of an 8-year-old little girl. So I'm quite angry, as you can imagine. But there we are. I thought it. Somebody should say something. I'm sure I'm not the only parent who, round about now, is utterly frustrated with this toy. I can say once again, oh, if only we'd done more research. But then, you know, you don't expect to be hijacked like that with a toy, or by a toy. Anyway, anyone who's seen the film Gremlins, pretty much same deal. Don't add water. Don't feed after midnight, or whatever it is. Same with these Furbies. Best advice, just don't give them to an 8-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 5 or whatever kind of child, because just in the way children are, they're going to trigger this evil, evil Furby persona that lurks within. Oh, anyway, Hasbro, if you're listening, not a nice thing to have done. And just as an addendum, you might be wondering why I would even include the sounds of my daughter crying at the beginning of this audio boo. Well, I think Hasbro should hear what they do, what they've done. I don't see why they should escape the crying of a little girl, because this is what they've done. They've intentionally created this toy that does this, and it's not an uncommon thing. So I've included them so that Hasbro can hear the misery that the toy can create. I'm sure they won't actually worry too much about that. I gather the toy is a great success, making them lots and lots and lots of money, which for a corporation like Hasbro is what it's all about. But you do wonder at Christmas time whether toy manufacturers should think about making children happy rather than distraught. But that's why I included those sounds at the beginning, for which I may or may not get a lot of flack, but we'll see. But I just think Hasbro should hear the sounds of what their toy can do.